The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But he went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the whole world through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Mark didn't mean mention 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus was sent into heaven. But St. Luke, yes, the Gospel of St. Luke, and also the Acts of Apostles today, the first reading after 40 days. Perhaps for this word 40 for us might not have much meaning. Could be 40 years old, 40 doesn't sound much. But for the Jews, they have a special meaning. Can you guess? Because the ancestors, Moses guided them from Egypt to the promised land in 40 years. So this 40, when they entered their mind, they refer to these 40 years of experience of God's presence through turmoils. On the way, they complained to Moses, "How nice that we were in Egypt. At least we have some shelter, some food to eat. Today, nothing, no drinks." So you can imagine, and nights, no nights at all. But God is accompanying them, give them food, manna. Exact word is manna. What is it? It's a food, daily portion of food. No water. Moses hit with stick. Unfortunately, he hit twice. He didn't believe in the first, no water comes in, and hit the second. And because of this little disbelief, Moses could not enter into the promised land. This is the whole journey of the salvation history of the Israel people. And today, it's a new sense, this 40. Today, we have to go through temptations, hardship to walk through. And you can imagine, in the very beginning of the gospel, also Jesus went through 40 days of in the desert praying. So, in some sense, we have to understand this history, salvation history, is not just one period. This whole life process for us. Don't think that I arrived, not yet. You're okay, not yet complete okay, until the end of your life. So, temptation, you see, for 40 days, Jesus, that three temptations, not just only 1 second, the whole period. Why don't you do this? Why don't you? Especially when he's hungry. Not only once. Why can't you change something? Why can't it take years easier way? It's a temptation. At the end of the gospel, 40 days, Jesus teaching them. They're still obstinate. They couldn't understand much. Even Thomas, I won't believe, you see. Until that moment, even people are telling them, Peter's telling Thomas, we saw Jesus, no way, unless I can touch myself, you see. The other two disciples went away at once. Even Jesus telling the whole story, their eyes are closed. Until the evening, when they broke the bread, they opened the eye. It takes time. So, first of all, for us, if we want to follow Jesus, it takes time to be another Christ. We are called to be Him, nothing else. To be under another Christ. You be Christ yourself and serve Christ in all people. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So, all people. Serve them as you will serve Christ. But still, Jesus in you. So with this unity, Jesus in you, love Jesus in another person, and this is full unity. This is what we are praying for, Father, that all may be one, that I in you, you and me in you, I in you, you and me, and so they are in us. So they are one mind, one heart in the Lord. And that's how Jesus saying, whatever you pray in His name will be given. Because whenever we have this unity, whenever we are praying in a sense of oneness with the Lord, whatever we ask will be given. And this is why many times we say, oh, I pray a lot. I say in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen, pray a lot, and then nothing happens. To pray in His name, it doesn't mean just verbally, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit. It's yourself, is living the Blessed Trinity. You yourself be in the Holy Trinity. And that's why whatever you ask will be given, because it's always there's a will of God inside. If you are really prayerful in a real sense of the word, you understand whatever you have to ask and not to ask. Otherwise, you ask many things. If you don't have the Spirit, you ask many other. I don't say stupid things, but many things. But it's not good for our souls. And that's why it's important today. Jesus ascended into heaven, but He's still with us. He sent His Holy Spirit to continue His work. And He said, I will stay with you until the end of the world. And that was His promise, especially for us priests. No? When He hands on the sick and they will recover, usually when we give unction of the last sacrament, you pray for them, right? Many times, Lord, I myself experienced so many times, after the anointing of the sick, they recover. I remember the very first experience in my priesthood. That was 40 years ago, just coincidence. I ordained 40 years ago. That's coincidence, 40 also. I was, the first assignment was in St. Margaret's Church. Happy birthday. I was a young priest. One morning after early morning mass, the parish priest, by that time his Father Gambo, he asked me, "Peter, go to sanatorium, that Yongwo hospital. Someone called, go see that person." And arriving, the people told me, the parents, the relatives, "Father, don't tell that person he's dying. They know he's dying. Don't tell him. You know, they're afraid to, that the person, when heard this word, die, dead, they will die, he will die." So, okay. Then I complained, "Why did you ask me at this moment? Why can't you come earlier? Yesterday, you can come, call one day earlier. Not to die, your time really dying, and you ask me to come to set him die? Oh my goodness. Oh, sure. Father, don't say anything." They are afraid. Practically, it's the people are afraid than the person itself. They have the right to know that they are dying. They keep this as a secret, holy secret. So I pray for that person. I forgot whether I give Holy Communion because he's dying, no? He's dying, sometimes he cannot swallow anything. So I just pray over. That's what Jesus said, pray over. You know what? After the anointing, they went home. The next day, the relatives called me, "Father, the doctor says he has hope." And after a week, the person left the hospital. You can imagine. Another war is still my early time of my mission in parish work. I was working in another parish in Choi Hong. Do you know where is Choi Hong Chin? I was working in that parish. So one day I got a call from a young girl. "Father, I have a friend. He's very sick." He's really, very sick. Then I went to Queen Elizabeth Hospital very early morning. Before the doctors come into the ward, I can squeeze in a little bit more time. And I saw the person really. It was a young girl, so thin, as if only a skeleton. Oh, the head looked better. You can see nothing, plain on the bed. I said, "Really, this person really dying." So we have a conversation. We know that she is Lutheran church. But I think it would be nice if she can receive Holy Communion before she died, at least 2-3 times. So I suggest to her, "You would like to receive Holy Communion?" He said, "Yes. But then you have to be confirmed in the Catholic Church first." He said, "Yes, willing." So I phoned to the diocese and with the permission, the next day, I give her confirmation and the Blessed Sacrament. I went the next day because I know not too many days I have to follow her. So the next day I went, the third day I went. On the third day, when I went to her bed, I see no body. I think, "Really, huh? He's dying, huh? He died." I asked the nurse, "Where is that person?" "She's sitting there." Already sitting. The first day, skeleton, weak. That means very weak. The second day, still weak. Oh, by the way, because somebody gave me a present of the statue of Our Lady of Lourdes. a little Ruth the plastic bottle with the holy water, no? So I gave her as a gift. Then also after Holy Communion, I used the holy water, you know, that she can follow and swallow better with the holy water of Our Lady of Lourdes. The third day, she rose again, and she said, you know what happened? After a couple of weeks, she left the hospital. And eventually, she got married. And eventually, she got a child. She got a blood disease. It's very serious, really serious. But of course, after marriage, they check with the doctors whether she can be pregnant. And doctor saying, it's okay now, the blood is normal. You see, it's dying. Now, the first case, the rabbit say, he's dying, maybe he's not yet died, no? But my experience, he's really dying, but he lives. So this just to show us, Jesus keep his word. Just what's promised is promised. You too, just trust. You need time. You need to be patient. 40 minutes, 40 days, 40 years. You need to be patient. Even 4 minutes, you have to sustain for that 4 minutes. Sometimes even 4 seconds is too slow. No. The Word of God, you see, the world in the garden, it takes time, not instant. Only you in the kitchen, you do instant food. You buy instant food. But there's no instant food. Instant grace for the Lord. Yes, could be. Sometimes special grace is instant. But always, it takes time to take in. So today, Jesus said, I go to my Father, and you go out to the world. We have the same mission. This is not only the mission of the priests or the religious sisters. It's all that's your mission. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the Mass, the message today, it's today's World Day of Communication. The message is silence. Yesterday I got a thought, because many people now have this iPhone that very easy to communicate with people. And while you're sitting on the empty aisle, 10 people, 9 people is tuk 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 tuk. Many times I was walking in the garden, I keep somebody's talking. He's by himself. He's talking with an earphone. So, silence. You know, in North America, there is one day called off. By the time the internet, the whole nation, one day off, internet. And they find so good that day. Can stay with the family in the garden, walking, no trouble, no problem, just because of the internet, of all the news. Da, da, da. One day off, even television, one day off, once a year. It's a kind of celebration. Double meaning, a day off. I was thinking, I got a new iPhone myself. And it's really It's a real temptation. Even go went to the restaurant, waiting for the food to come, and still for curiosity, and still watching. Before that, I was accusing, why do you always tuk 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 tuk? And then myself also tuk 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 tuk. So the best thing now, I have to help myself to be patient. One of the things for years I help myself, when I enter the lifts, I put the number of floors go, and I never push the door close button. I never use it. They only for 5 seconds. We have no time. We have no patience to wait for 5 seconds. When you when you enter the first, so many times I was in the lift, in outside, I put the button on the ground floor, I never put the close button. When the people enter in, the door, they suppose me, I might sit next to the button, so I supposed to, I just purposely, they all look at me. Take your time. Now this time, I make my resolution. Since the Pope is inviting us, for the better communication, first, no communication first. Communication with the Lord. If no silence, no communication with the Lord, right? The time, although you spend 3 minutes in the MTR, tuk, 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 why can't we spend the 3 minutes with connection? Jesus, you are here. I'm here. Jesus, stay with me. Can't you? Can you do that? Try to do something positive. Otherwise, we become a slave of the Apple ministry. They call it, it's a religion. The Apple is a religion. Because everybody, wow, without it, he cannot live. That's his religion, his God. We have our God is life. Jesus ascended to heaven with his body, right? That means to say he understands our human weakness, our need. He knows. So don't worry that Jesus, well, he is now in heaven. He doesn't understand whatever we are talking about. He understands. So have this faith, this trust, this then.